Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled Agentic Policy Optimization via Instruction Policy Coevolution on Arxiv. Why talk about it now? Because it proposes a way to co-evolve two things we usually treat separately, the instructions an agent gets and the policy that actually takes actions, with the goal of more reliable, more autonomous agent behavior. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams want agents that can run more on their own. Triage tickets, draft replies, push a fix to a dashboard, without a human babysitting every step. What usually happens is we burn hours rewriting brittle prompts that work on Tuesday and break on Thursday when the data looks a bit different. You also get messy handoffs. A human writes a great instruction, but the agent policy doesn't execute it the same way across edge cases, so you get inconsistent outcomes. The first time I tried this with a support bot, the instruction was solid, yet the agent failed on multi-step transitions like check entitlement, then summarize logs, then suggest next action. We end up doing prompt surgery, adding tool use examples, and wiring extra guardrails. It works, but it's fragile and expensive. The need is for the instructions and the agent's behavior to learn together from real feedback, so you do fewer manual rewrites and get more dependable completion.
So if I sum that up, the pain is all the manual patching. You tweak the words, but the behavior still drifts, especially on multi-step tasks. You want the instructions and the action policy to sync up and improve together. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Technically, we've hit the limits of static instruction tuning. You fine-tune on a fixed set of prompts and demonstrations, and it looks great offline. Then reality shifts and the agent underperforms. Agents also add a twist. They plan, call tools, and interact with changing environments, so the gap between what we tell it and what it does grows over time. Coevolution addresses that by jointly optimizing the instruction generator and the policy using online feedback. Successful trajectories, tool call accuracy, and safety checks act as signals. It's more sample efficient than training everything from scratch, because you adapt with interaction data rather than huge corpora. But you have to balance exploration with guardrails, push the policy to try better strategies while constraining the instruction generator to stay aligned and safe. That's why it's emerging now. We have better eval loops for agents, cheaper inference to collect signals, and a clearer understanding of how static prompts fall short in production. At a high level, the paper formalizes a joint training loop between two components that usually sit apart. First, an instruction generator that proposes task-specific guidance. Think prompt templates, tool use hints, and safety constraints. Second, a policy that actually executes, plans steps, calls tools or APIs, and decides when to stop. The coevolution piece is a feedback loop that uses trajectory outcomes, success failure, tool call correctness, constraint violations, to update both. Refine the instruction style and content, and also nudge the policy towards strategies that work under those instructions. In an agent stack, you can picture three layers. On top, an instruction generation layer that drafts or adapts instructions per task instance. In the middle, the policy executor that interacts with the environment and tools. At the bottom, a feedback eval layer that scores outcomes, end-to-end success, step-level accuracy, latency, and safety checks. This paper's contribution is optimizing those top two layers together with signals from the bottom layer, rather than freezing one and tweaking the other. Compared to earlier approaches, static instruction tuning fine-tunes a model once on a fixed prompt corpus. It helps, but doesn't adapt online. SLRLHF typically align a base model to human preferences, but don't close the loop on agent tool use dynamics. And separate prompt engineering is manual and brittle. Coevolution keeps exploring. It proposes variants of instructions, observes how the policy behaves, and updates both in a data-efficient way, with guardrails so the instruction generator doesn't drift into unsafe or incoherent prompts.
So basically, instead of us hand-authoring a clever prompt and hoping the agent behaves, the system keeps tweaking the instructions and the behavior together based on real results. If the agent stumbles on a specific tool call or a tricky step, the instructions get sharper and the policy gets better at that move. Mark, in practice, what would that change for a team using agents day to day?
In real life, it cuts down the prompt ping pong. Today, a workflow breaks, someone patches the prompt, tests it on three examples, and we cross our fingers. With Coevolution, the agent gets structured chances to learn from those failures. Over a week, you see fewer brittle breakpoints. The instructions adapt to your domain slang and weird tickets, and the policy is less surprised by edge cases. Onboarding a new task goes faster, too. You start from a small seed set and let the loop do the heavy lifting instead of writing long templates from scratch.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like?
Take a simple internal automation agent for IT tickets. Inputs are service desk tickets, a knowledge base, and a handful of tools. Look up user entitlement, reset password, update a record, post a comment. Step 1, the team connects those tools and gives the agent a dozen labeled examples of what good looks like. Step 2, we flip on the coevolution loop in our orchestrator. The instruction generator proposes task guides like verify entitlement before reset. If missing, comment and tag tier 2, while the policy runs the steps. On the operator side, what do people click? They choose the queue to target, set safe scopes like read-only or write with review, and hit run. The dashboard shows each run, the instruction snapshot used, actions taken, and the final outcome. If a run fails, it's logged as feedback. Over a few days, the agent stops skipping entitlement checks and writes clearer comments automatically. Fewer back and forths, better traceability, and we spend less time rewriting prompts by hand.
So fewer retries and a clearer audit trail. Let's push it further. Mark, can you walk us through a more advanced case where the agent has to orchestrate multiple steps and deal with messy data?
Sure. Picture a customer support escalation flow. The agent has to read the user's thread, fetch logs, check the customer's plan, run a diagnostic script, summarize findings, and either resolve or escalate with a structured handoff. The tricky part is context switching across documents and spotting exceptions, like a deprecated API version hidden in a logline. With Coevolution, the instruction generator learns to emphasize the right checks. When error code X appears, run script Y. If logs are older than 24 hours, refresh before analyzing. Include a minimal repro in the escalation template. The policy becomes consistent about ordering. Always verify plan, then analyze logs, then decide. When a new edge case appears, say a new error code, the loop incorporates that feedback so we don't repeat the same mistake next week.
Jamie, connect that to the mechanics. How does the coevolution step prevent the usual gap where the instruction says one thing and the agent does another? And what are the trade-offs? API calls, latency, keeping state.
Mechanically, each attempt produces a trajectory. The instruction used, the policy's actions, tool call responses, and the final reward or penalties. The instruction generator is updated to favor instruction variants that led to higher rewards, cleaner plans, correct tool usage, successful completion, while suppressing patterns correlated with failures or safety flags. The policy, in parallel, is optimized on those same trajectories, so it learns to execute reliably under the evolving instruction style. That joint update closes the instruction to action gap because both sides move toward what actually worked. Costs-wise, you pay in extra iterations and logging. Coevolution may try a few instruction variants per task family, which means more API calls during training. Latency at runtime can stay flat if you cache the learned instruction template per task and keep the policy single pass with tool calls. State handling matters. You want a replay buffer of recent trajectories for efficient updates, and you need guardrails that block unsafe instruction proposals. Observability is non-negotiable. Log every instruction version, policy decision, and tool call with IDs so you can audit and roll back.
Staying on developer experience, Jamie, where does this plug into the stack most teams already have? Prompt tooling, agent orchestrators, and what governance needs to be in place?
Integration is straightforward if you're using an orchestrator. You add an instruction generator module that emits a structured instruction object, not just free text, and a feedback collector that scores runs. plug into your prompt registry so each instruction variant is versioned. For governance, add instruction auditing, approvals for any instruction that can trigger write actions, policy whitelists for tools, and automatic checks for PII handling. Also set confidence thresholds. Below a certain score, switch to human in the loop or a safer baseline instruction.
Mark, operationally, what does a team need to prepare to make this work? Data, monitoring, and the fallback rules so it doesn't go off the rails the first week.
You need a small but clean seed set. 10 to 30 examples with clear success criteria is enough to start the loop. Instrumentation is key. Capture outcomes, tool errors, and user feedback tags like fix worked or needs escalation. We set up runbooks. If confidence is low or the task touches production data, it routes to review. And we treat agents like software, CI for prompts and instructions, canary rollout for new instruction policy pairs, and a big red rollback button in the console.
And on cost and time to value. Jamie, how sample efficient is this? Are we talking days, weeks, 100 tasks, 1,000?
If you warm start with your historical logs, you can get useful improvements in a few hundred interactions per task family, sometimes less. The instruction generator can be updated with lightweight bandit-style selection at first. Cheap. And you only fine-tune the policy periodically when you've accumulated enough high-signal trajectories. Compute-wise, keep the heavy updates offline and batch them. Inference costs rise a bit during exploration, but stabilize once the system converges to a strong instruction policy pair per workflow.
Great. So for a team, the promise is fewer brittle prompts, faster onboarding of new workflows, and a paper trail for every decision. We'll get into limits and results next, but this gives us a good picture of how coevolution fits into a real stack.
On limitations, there are a few hard prerequisites. You need interaction data with clear signals, successful versus failed trajectories, tool call results, and safety flags. You also need a controllable environment, usually a sandbox or simulated tasks, so the system can explore without risking production. Compute-wise, you pay for iterative updates. Even if you start with lightweight bandit-style selection for instructions, you'll periodically fine-tune the policy, which means batching logs and running training jobs. Stability is another theme. If you update instructions too aggressively, you can cause oscillations where the policy chases a moving target. And there's instruction drift, prompts that slowly wander into unsafe or off-spec territory if you don't constrain them. The authors call out failure modes like reward hacking. The policy optimizes the score, but not the real objective. And unsafe emergent behaviors if guardrails are weak. For future work, they point to robustness under domain shift, larger scale evaluations beyond small tool sets, and better metrics for agentic behavior that capture plan quality and safety, not just pass-fail.
Put simply, you need good logs, a safe place to practice, and enough compute to run this loop. If you let it learn too fast, it can wobble or drift into weird instructions. If your guardrails are thin, it can optimize the score while doing the wrong thing. Mark, from the ops side, what setup and team practices make this workable without chaos?
In real life, you start with a compact, clean seed set and a definition of done per task. That means labels like tool call succeeded, handoff ready, and a simple reward rubric. We wire this into CI for agents. Any new instruction policy pair runs through a test pack and a canary queue. Guardrails are practical stuff. Scoped permissions, write actions behind approval, and PII filters. Onboarding-wise, we give operators a dashboard that shows the exact instruction used and lets them tag outcomes with one click. The friction points are change management. People want to freeze instructions and brittle tool wrappers. If the tool API changes, your loop learns the wrong lesson. So we pin tool schemas in a registry and treat any change as a versioned deploy.
On reported results, the paper evaluates on a mix of controlled agent tasks, think simulated tool use workflows and structured multi-step problems, and some more realistic decision chains. They report gains in end-to-end task success and fewer tool call errors versus baselines, static instruction-tuned prompts, a policy tuned with RLHF alone, and manual prompt search. They also note better sample efficiency. Improvements with relatively modest numbers of interaction trajectories. Safety-wise, they show reduced violations when instruction updates are constrained with alignment checks. Important caveat, the environments are fairly controlled. limited tool sets, templated task families, and clear rewards. That means the numbers are encouraging, but the setup is cleaner than most production stacks.
Translated: in their tests, it finished more tasks correctly, made fewer wrong tool calls, and learned faster than just tweaking prompts or doing policy-only tuning, though that was in tidy sandboxes. In a team, that usually shows up as fewer retries and less prompt surgery. Mark, what's a realistic gain curve if someone rolls this out carefully?
Expect modest but meaningful wins early. One fewer retry out of five on routine workflows once the loop sees a few hundred interactions. The bigger payoff is consistency. Sequences run in the right order without you hard coding every step. Costs bump during exploration, then settle once instruction variants converge. We roll it out incrementally. Start with read-only actions, track completion and error rates, then expand write scopes as confidence scores stay above a threshold, and keep the human in the loop on for edge cases. Don't chase 100% autonomy on day one.
Quick closing thought. Who benefits most, and under what conditions does this shine?
Teams with recurring, multi-step tasks and stable tools, IT ops, customer support triage, data quality checks, see the most benefit. You need clean logs, a basic reward rubric, and an orchestrator with versioning and audit. If your tasks are one-off creative projects or your APIs change every week, the loop won't converge fast enough to pay back. Give it guardrails, a sandbox, and a steady diet of labeled outcomes, and it turns into a reliable autopilot for the boring but important work.
In one sentence, this paper turns prompt tinkering into a controlled training loop where instructions and policy improve together, making agents more reliable and auditable on real workflows. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en. And also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.